to sell them for the beef.
Now, a horse, when you feed him, he'd begin to... You do what? You'd say...
Neigh.
He'd neigh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about after dinner time, your father would hear all the animals going on the farm, or your brother or something like that, and he'd say, well, it's getting about... They'd all start making noises, and he'd say, it's about what?
Well, it's about time to go to work is what they'd get, time to get in the field, something like that.
Okay, or after dinner, or after supper, you say it was what?
Well, that...
I believe it's feeding time?
Yes, time to feed. And, of course, they had a special man for that. They called a hostler. They put out the feed. The feed was right there ready for them.
Yeah.
When those mules came in out of the field. And the trough of water was up. They didn't have electric pumps and things like that. It had to be pumped by hand. And they had the huge troughs, and those they had to have that for them. They let them drink water and then put them in the stalls, you see. The feed was there for them when they came in.
Now, a hen on a nest of eggs was a...
Setting hen.
When you ate a piece of chicken, what was the piece that you used to like to pull apart?
Funny bone.
The funny bone.
Yeah.
Okay, was there a story behind that?
Well, I don't know.
Who got the smaller piece?
Whoever got the smaller piece, I believe they could make a wish on it. That was it.
Okay. Funny bone, huh? Now, the inside parts of
the wishbone, that's what they called it, too, besides the funny bone.
The inside parts of the chicken you might eat. Or the heart.
You mean the end?
The chicken, the liver, the heart.
The liver,
that would be called what?
The liver, and well, those.
You don't look well. Y'all didn't eat those sort of things?
I didn't till I was grown.
Okay, what would you make out of the inside parts of the chicken? You ever have haslets?
Yes, They'd have giblet stew. Have you ever heard of that? And put your dumplings in with it. Now that's good.
Okay. Haslets?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, that was your cut up parts in your liver and your gizzard. Now I never food. My daughter-in-law just loved hearts. And I never cooked them unless she was around. But they used to in older days. Mm-hmm. Cause I can't.
The inside part of a pig or a calf that you might eat.
Well, the liver, mainly.
Okay.
And
did you ever make a dish by cooking the liver and grinding it up?
Ooh, no. Don't know why I would like liver was fried. I mean, that, you know.
What about the part that you might eat or stuff sausage in?
Intestines. And those were cleaned.
Okay. What do they call them? What do other folks call them? Do you have a name for
them? They call them. Nick was called guts.
Guts? Chitlins?
And chitlins. And they cleaned chitlins. There were a lot of them would eat chitlins. Ooh, I wouldn't let those things be cooked in my house. And of course, the older people, they still have chitlin suppers and things down there. My son goes down to Ralph Farrell's and he has all kinds of things like that. They had one thing down there that they had all kinds of wild game to eat. And of course they had chitlins too, but I don't know. I couldn't. And they also made tripe. You know, you could get canned tripe. And I would cook that sometime for my husband, but I never ate a piece of it in my life.
Okay, now to get the cat.